This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CU Intersect, put on by the fine folks at Pure IT Crazy Services and NCU ISAO, if we can get all those letters correct. So, yes, we are here on the opening day, and look who is here in the studio lounge. We have Mr. Mark Cheney. You are the Director of Business Development at SEI Sphere.
That's right.
Cool name. I love the name.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about SEI Sphere.
Yeah. So we're in the security operations business, mm-hmm. Primarily as a managed service. We help credit unions. We help mostly regulated financial entities.
Right on.
And typically, the businesses that come to us kind of in one of three places.
Okay.
They're either not really doing a lot for security and starting to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what they're not doing is investing into staff.
Ah.
Right? Maybe because of a geographical or size limitation.
Mm-hmm.
They realize if they get somebody good, that clock's probably ticking on that person.
Yeah. Or you better take care of that person.
Yeah. The second thing is that, you know, over the years, they've accumulated a lot of these security tools, right? Every audit, it's kind of like, hey, go address this gap with this new tool, and they found themselves in this situation, mm-hmm. where, you know, with security getting more complex, it's really hard to make those things work together.
Yeah.
And the things that do help make them work together is yet another tool,
yep.
on top of it.
Okay.
So that's when a lot of times it makes sense to have a conversation with us.
Right on.
And the third one is they might be doing fine, and really they're kind of approaching this space where, you know, we haven't had a problem, but we're not sure if it's because we're really good,
yeah.
or we've been pretty lucky. And we're trying to figure out what's the next investment,
mm-hmm.
That our business needs to make. In particular, the IT people reporting to the C-suite, who are now becoming kind of fiduciaries over cyber risk.
Yeah.
The question is, without building an entire SOC for ourselves, can we really get a whole lot net better now?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we at a strategic inflection point?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And here we are today, which segues into, why are you guys here?
Yeah.
So what brings you to CU Intersect?
Yeah, so we've been looking to spend more time in the credit union space.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that, as a heritage. So our company, first of all, is on the NASDAQ. We're a public company, SEI.
Mm-hmm.
SEI Sphere is our cybersecurity kind of tech,
okay.
kind of cyber protection unit that we have brought out to the market. So we're not a deposit or a lending institution, but we're regulated by the FFIEC.
Interesting.
We're in the investment management technology arena. That's kind of the heritage of our business, mm-hmm. for the last 50 mm-hmm. years. And we've made a big investment in our own process, and we're leveraging that and the scale of that as a managed service to other regulated entities. And credit unions are in that space where they're saying, hey, we're looking for more outside help,
mm-hmm.
right? We're looking
mm-hmm.
for more managed services, mm-hmm. more getting our staff out of this to keep competing with other banks that
mm-hmm.
we're competing against,
yeah.
get more members.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah,
so,
your timing's good.
Yeah.
Coach Graydon's really looking
yeah,
out for
so that. Sphere was launched kind of during the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Okay. As a way, hey, this is a way that we can bring all the threat intelligence, all the investment that investment into to companies that don't have those level resources.
Right on, yeah. right on. And so what do you guys hope to take away from this conference?
From this conference?
Yeah.
We just want to start hearing more about what are the types of decisions that these credit unions are making.
Mm-hmm.
So we've checked out a couple other events, and it seems like the biggest question or the biggest issue that people are trying to deal with is, how do we take the data that's being generated from our activity and translate that to the investments that we've made into managing that risk,
mm-hmm.
and then connect that to the leadership of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're really good at managing like credit risk, but they don't know how that same process for cyber risk.
So
that's what we're hearing.
Okay.
And the gentleman that was just talking said the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you have as good of a process around cyber as you do around credit?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a really good statement.
Yeah. Very true.
So,
and so having said that, what type of advice do you have for I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I mean, do you have any like tips or anything like that can kind of help credit unions kind of on a superficial
yeah.
level here?
Yeah, well,
not getting too deep.
Typically just making sure everything's compliant and doing the fundamental things right is a big part of the way. So
mm-hmm.
think about multi-factor authentication. Hardening your systems
mm-hmm.
when the geopolitical events start to rise, patching.
Oh, yeah.
It's basic stuff. But
okay.
In terms of the ISO, so this being put on by the ISO, what's really interesting is that the biggest tip that we have is that the security tools that you have in your environment are all, can be very good, but nothing's perfect. And so really that cross-section of threat intel with how it's being deployed onto the security infrastructure tools really what goes from good to great security.
Right.
And that's a process, that's a craft, and it's hard to do. But thinking about that, not relying on your tools is a very defensible position.
Why don't you? Because this is, I want to say the issue that's happening right now has been around for a while, but kind of, it's always been kind of percolating there. Why isn't it more of a priority, I guess? Because I mean, every time I talk to a Kraken CEO, their top three things are obviously cybersecurity is in the top three, always.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's number one, but we still hear about things happening and stuff like that. Yeah. Why isn't it more of a priority, I guess?
This is my personal opinion. What I have seen in the market is if you can't quantify it, it's really hard to manage it.
True.
And cyber risk is really hard to quantify.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so our take on quantifying cyber is not so much like a CIS controls score, which is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prioritization. So what is out in the world that we expect to attack us?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
actually with the right investment, that's a fairly predictable process.
Okay.
What protections do we have in place for that?
Mm-hmm.
How do we validate how effective they're going to
mm-hmm.
be?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, we can make a priority list, know how well our coverage is against
mm-hmm.
that, and make a level of quantification.
Okay.
What's our risk about what's going on right now?
Yeah.
Just today.
Yeah.
Not Emotet in 6 months when it evolves, but there is a connection. So that's a really hard process to do.
No doubt.
But,
well, and you guys are dealing with, or we are dealing with a moving target. It's a constant moving target, and it's never the same two times in a row, I would think.
The,
so
the enemy's investment is more than ours oftentimes, right?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
So, and it seems like we're just barely staying one step ahead, right?
Yeah.
So, oh gosh.
Yeah, it's a daily activity. The gentleman that was just speaking was saying, like, you know, do you check in on this every 6 or 12 months, or are you checking in on these reports weekly?
Gosh, I would be on it daily.
Yeah.
Just based on what we're seeing in the world right now,
100%.
I would be on it daily.
100%.
Gosh, all right. Anything else to add, Mark?
I think the world's getting better. That's a good thing.
That's good.
Resources are coming in this direction. There's a lot of really good businesses out there that can help companies like credit unions that fit in different ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the good thing is that there's help on the way.
Good deal. All right.
Yeah.
I like the optimistic message.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. There he is, Mark Norcini from SEI Sphere. Go check them out.
Thank
well
you,
done,
Mike.
Sir. Well done, sir.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.